Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hello, podcasters. What is up?
We had a nose picking expert on. No. We had a neurologist on about a comment that Stav said.
Mm-hmm.
One of his facts. We're doing a bit of fact checking, which is quite interesting.
Always fun.
You read that though, didn't you?
Hmm?
You read that there's a news article that you read about it.
Yes.
Yeah, but if you read the first line, it's very different than if you keep reading.
When you actually like read all the information.
Yeah,
just got time for that. Yeah.
They're saying that it's a group of scientists here and they did some research and they basically said it's the same bacteria that you can find, but there is no real correlation of it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
That's a good thing.
That's what they always say. Put the most important information in the first two paragraphs. So that's their fault, Steph,
that
for
is
not,
their fault.
Not putting it in.
Thank you.
I love now on a like the online news things, they tell you how long it takes to read it.
Oh, where's that?
Yeah.
It says up the top, like just at the
four
top.
Four minute read.
Oh, really? Mm.
But then I hate that because I'm a really slow reader. Oh. So then it just makes me feel bad about myself.
Oh, but it is like when you're walking somewhere and it's like they said this would be 10 minutes, 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, long they legs. Always add something onto that. Don't
they must.
They make it way too long on the app. Alrighty, let's get into it. Here is today's podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Oh, I love people that listen to this show because they know that I've been obsessed with the Jennifer Aniston salad for some time.
Some time now.
Well, it's just, it annoys me. I'm obsessed with what celebrities eat and it's not about the healthy diet or any of that weight loss. It's that you can eat what a millionaire eats.
Right.
And I find that fascinating. You're like, well, if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for us. And I just like what their taste buds. I'm like, well, we got the same taste buds.
Well, we could eat like Clive Palmer. You know,
I do.
We could afford
I eat
that.
A whole packet of Tim Tams.
That's billionaire food, baby.
Exactly. But I've been obsessed with this salad because I just want to know what it is. And what annoys me is there's over hundreds of people online claiming that they know the salad.
Yeah.
But we've never known from her. And look, we've tracked it down because we've spoken to so many people that were on Friends and go, is it true that they had a set salad that Jennifer Aniston used to make and all the girls, the main girls of the stars,
yeah, not the background
used to
people.
Eat. And good even the girl that played Carol, Jane Civet, she's like, yes, that is true.
Mm-hmm.
There's always been rumours that Jennifer Aniston was the one that organised lunch for the girls and she designed this salad that had turkey bacon and they ate the same thing every day. Is that true?
That's what they did.
And it was the turkey salad?
I didn't go look at the salad.
Maggie Wheeler?
Yes.
I remember a salad. All I can tell you is I do remember a salad. I know what it looked like in the bowl. I saw her eat it. The next time I talk to Jennifer, I'm going to find out what was in the salad, and I will get back to you.
Yeah, she was, of course, Janice.
Yep, Bonnie.
Mm-hmm.
We chat to her.
I remember them eating salad every day. I remember she used to have, like, lettuce wraps, lettuce, turkey and cheese every day and like no bread. And I remember that she did eat the same exact meals every single day. Like breakfast, lunch, it was always the same.
None
of them helpful, really.
No, they just wanted to be in the know. But this is the thing. And this has finally come down to it because Jennifer Aniston had been doing she's looking through the TikTok trends and ones that she can get on board and they showed her own salad.
Ah.
And this is what she was saying about this own salad that apparently all the ingredients, and this is one that we thought was it.
Yeah.
The Jennifer Aniston salad trend, which unfortunately is not the salad, but really looks incredible. Okay, juice and lemon. Okay, could work. So I'm not sure what this is. Oh, bulgur wheat? No. No cucumbers, no eggs, no onion, but this looks delicious.
So she's commenting on one of the fake ones. So finally she just says it. She just says it like no one's
like
been searching
for it. Like it ain't no big deal. Yeah.
Yes. And that's why I just want to thank you that to everyone that has sent it to me and said we finally got it. This is what the actual salad is.
Oh, my God.
The salad was from the commissary and it was a Cobb salad that we'd basically butchered. And it was just lettuce, iceberg, I believe, which has zero nutritional benefits, and chopped tomato, garbanzo beans. Too many garbanzo beans is a little bad for your tummy. Salami, crunchy, crunchy turkey bacon, and chicken. Oh, and pecorino cheese. Italian dressing.
Wow.
So this has been your number one search for your life. This has been your destiny.
Yeah.
And she just blurts it out like
it ain't no thing.
It was just something we did.
Yeah. But to her it is.
I'm a little disappointed.
Why?
I don't like tomato and I don't like salami.
Okay, so we've made up the salad. We've got
it in
the studio.
No, I mean, I want to be great. I do. I would like, whoa, wow.
So
that's
after
so cool.
all this time,
yep.
you're just going to go, I don't like
that. No, I do. I mean, if she likes it, I like it.
Okay, there you go. What a disappointment.
After 6 years of searching,
we've
scoured the world. We've spoken to D-list celebrities to try and find this out.
Mm.
We finally got it all.
No, I could definitely learn to like it.
Oh, that's the way. That's what you want.
I don't
want
to be ungrateful.
No, that's a great review.
I'm so sorry. No, I do.
Can I try something?
That's 20 years of marriage. I think I can stick this out.
I'm not a big fan of salami. I was a bit surprised. She's got three types of meat.
That is that. I wouldn't have expected that much meat.
You know, they say protein's good.
Mm.
It's good, isn't it?
It's not as good as the other one.
I know.
You know, the other one we did?
Yeah.
It's not as good as that.
I know, but... anyway, we're going to put it up online because I've been searching for it and I think other people will really enjoy it.
Could it be any more bland?
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
We caught up with Erin Molan. She's actually got her baby range now released in Best and Less, which is brilliant. And it was just an idea that I thought would have been around. So it's basically those little onesies that are hard to put on kids. She put buttons on it, she was saying.
I know, it's ridiculous. It is something I never thought I'd ever do, but it basically just started when my little girl was born and we were in hospital, and yet the hardest part of that first 24 hours was trying to put a singlet over a bloody head. So that probably says more about me than about anything else. But it was just incredible. I literally just went online to look for baby singlets that opened up so we didn't have to stretch her arms back. Like, I kept feeling like we were going to dislocate her arms. It was like trying to dress a baby octopus. Like, it was just so many parts moving. And even just putting the singlet over her head, she was such a settled baby. And the second you try and put something over her head, she just completely lost it. And so I just went online to try and order some and just couldn't find them anywhere. And then when we got home, I just took a bunch of, funnily enough, from Best and Less, just some baby singlets, and went to a tailor and got a tailor to just open them up and put some buttons, some Velcro and some zips down the front. And it was honestly life-changing for us.
Being an entrepreneur, putting that on your what's your occupation, entrepreneur would be my dream.
But you can't.
Yeah, you've got to have a good idea like that. And then she was talking about that she's got other ideas as well.
Pie bar. It's like Subway, but with pies. Like, you get the pastry cup, essentially. You walk along, they say, do you want mincemeat? Do you want chicken? Do you want vegetarian? Do you want some cheese with that? What about some onion? What about some tomato? And then they put the lid on, put it in this little oven, cook it up, and that's it.
You sound like Kramer from Seinfeld.
That's not bad. Erin, I always wanted to do like a vending machine that it was a smoothie one, remember? Mm-hmm. And Steph's like, how is that different than Boost Juice? And I'm like, yeah, but you just put it like all what you want and then like a blender, you know?
I love it. And you don't have to make conversation with people.
That's like, a win in that.
Ideal. Anything that means I don't have to interact with another human is so amazing.
We could put the juice vending machines in your pie shop.
Yes, in my pie bar.
This gets me so excited. I don't know in your household, but Scotty and I are always going, hey, I've got an idea of things that we want to invent.
Right.
And we can't get medicine into our youngest. Like, he's never, ever had any medicine whatsoever. Drives us insane.
Mm.
Had a swimmer's ear, wouldn't take antibiotics. And he was like, how about we just put them all in gummy versions, gummy bears.
Mm.
So you go to the pharmacist and you go, well, he needs this. And then they sort of put it all in a gummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Edibles for children. Perfect.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any idea? And if you've got an invention, 131060. You know, pitch it to the group of what you think could actually work. Do you guys have any?
Ooh, Shark Tank. We're like Shark Tank. No, but, and I swear this is true.
Maybe it won't work then, if you haven't got ideas.
Well, no. I was saying I had thought of mobile phone chargers where you pay, and I thought I was on a big winner.
What do you
mean?
So
I was like, you know, you're about to... Like, you run out of battery.
Yep.
Like, I thought, same as internet cafes, right? Like, you remember when there was internet cafes?
Yeah.
I thought, imagine if you had a station where you could charge your phone and you put coins in it and charge your phone. And then I went to catch a flight on Qantas because I'm usually cheap ass and I go, you know, like Virgin or, you know, something a bit cheaper.
Mm.
And then I was like, in Qantas, they had them all there, but for free.
Mm.
But in my mind, I had invented the phone charging cafe.
Yeah.
Never did anything with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, there was an opportunity
really
gone.
That it's... Oh, what a coincidence.
Mm.
I'm out of battery and there it is.
Yeah. I mean...
No, idea's a bad idea.
Okay.
It just hasn't been invented. Yes, Steph, give
you know,
me
my
one.
I've been sitting on this one for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't remember it. But I always, when I go away for a weekend...
Oh, yes.
for a couple of days. What?
No, he's asked a lot of musicians and they really like it.
Yeah. So it's a hassle to carry a guitar and you've got to take the guitar case. And it's if you're not going to play like gigs and stuff, you're not going to take your guitar because it's annoying and it takes up space and all that sort of thing. So I would supply guitars to hotel lobbies. So people could then call up and say, hey, could you send up an acoustic guitar so I could have a bit of a jam?
And that's what hotels will want. And yeah. People jamming in their room.
Yeah, what's better than the alternative? You don't have to clean up sheets after a jam. Mm-hmm. You know, no one's making a mess with a jam session. And then all I do after I go, I restring the guitars, I make sure they're okay, and then people hire them for like $10 or $20 for a guitar, and I just sit back and watch the money roll in.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I reckon you could do it with air guitars and make a fortune.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Not many overheads.
Always shooting down the forward thinkers.
And like with the air guitar, it could be like, you know how they do pillow service and you could tell them what sort of thing you like in a guitar and then they could pick it for you.
Mm. I mean, I don't hate it.
Because they started doing that. We wanted to do, like, you buy the pillow. And I think a lot of people have started doing that. Because you know when you go to a hotel and they've got, like, the best pillows? Yeah. And you're like, this is great. And then after they sell them to you.
Yes.
Like a different bit that's already been invented. So.
I had the bum face towel for a bit.
I was trying to get that off the ground. Yes.
What was that? It's got a photo of a bum so you know when you've wiped your bum so you don't wipe your face.
So yeah, there's a line in the middle of it and there's a B on one end and an F on the other end so that you have you clearly wipe your face in the F section and then when you dry your bum, you do it in the B section. And then your bum never touches your face.
So good. So any idea goes right now.
Yeah, we promise we won't steal it.
If you've got an invention that you're like, oh, this might be good, maybe pitch it to the group, see the feedback.
Mm-hmm. Could be a chance of investment here.
Yeah. Pitch your idea to us, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you just want to pay out someone who's actually copied you. You know, you had it first.
Yeah.
Vince, what's your invention?
Hey, morning.
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 What? everyone goes to bed at night and we've got our doona and our quilt cover.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And sometimes when you get into bed, it's always sloped to one side or it's always down the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what if we put four buttons in each of the corners of the quilt cover and like a slit on the doonas so you could button in the four corners so it never falls.
That's a pretty good idea, Vince. I do like it. Mm-hmm. I know in the weighted blankets, they've got like an outside and an inside and they have like drawstrings and they tie to the corners so that they don't move. I'm not saying that's, you know.
This is better because there's less involved. Like it's easier to just button on and off than it is to have to undo a knot.
Yes, that's
each
true.
Each time.
That's great.
You can wash it easy. So.
Yeah.
I like it, Vince.
Because I do hate it when you go to like an uneven quilt.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah.
And you walk around one side, pull it down a bit, walk back to check it.
Yeah.
All right. 131060.
Melly in Greenslopes, what is your invention?
Hiya. Hi. So I have been sitting on this for literally years.
Okay.
And I get so close to trying to find people to make it happen. But I wear glasses. Mm. And the worst part is when it's raining and you get the rain on your glasses. Mm-hmm. So I have always wanted to do little window wipers for your glasses.
Not a bad idea. Especially even in Queensland too. You know, when in the summer when you get out of your car and they just fog right up.
And you just push a little button. Whoop, 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 there you go.
Well, no, they should be automatic like some cars.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Yes, and that's what I was saying. So you push the little button and then like on your car on the little int thingy, it just, when there's so many raindrops on it, it just automatically wipes.
Melly, it would be cute talking to someone and all of a sudden.
Take it one step further too, Melly, and you have a squisher like you do in your car where it's just like you push another button and it sprays like glasses cleaner on and then.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. There we go.
There you go.
I'll add that on.
Yeah.
I think though, where you might be hitting the hurdle though, Melly, is that you'd have to be wearing the little windscreen wiper.
I know, but if it's really tiny, I was thinking that. If it's really tiny and it goes down where
down
the rim
into
is.
The frame, you can't see it.
You can't see it.
Like, sits on the top of the frame.
Yeah.
Or they could be detachable, so in summer, you don't have to look like a weirdo.
Oh, so it's kind of like you look outside, you go, might rain today, you clip them on.
Yeah, Queensland will really confuse you, though, won't it? Didn't think it was going to rain. Bam!
Stunning.
Yeah.
I like it, Millie. Yeah.
We'll get them for contacts as well. Samantha in Cleveland, what's your invention that you're sitting on that you'd never have actually invented yet?
Yes, hi. So it's like a wand or a rod and you extend it and it's got a magnet on the back that you put on the back of your dress, of your zipper or your jumpsuit. and you lift up the zip of your jumpsuit, because you can never do that on your own.
That's brilliant.
You always need a girlfriend to help you.
Yeah.
And the best thing is, it's called The Girlfriend.
Oh, that's good. It was in, what's the movie with Dakota Johnson? Get them confused.
Yes. And she has that thing that zips up her dress. Yeah, well, this one's portable. You can take it wherever you go.
No, that's good. Yeah, so in the end of the movie, because she doesn't have a partner, and Rebel Wilson's in it as well, and she makes this big contraction, which you know is not real.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you're saying it folds down, so it could look like a little lipstick or something, even.
Yeah, exactly. And just put it in your clutch, and then you just extend it out and put the magnet on the zipper and lift it up and lift it down, whatever you want to do.
Just like a car aerial with a magnet on the end.
Yeah.
I actually think there's a genuine opportunity to make lots of money out of that.
It's funny you say that, because that movie was, when I saw that, I was like, how do single women do that when they're home alone?
Yeah. You've got to try and pull it up and then reach it over. But
Those jumpsuits are baby clothes for adults. Really, aren't they?
But it's not just jumpsuits. It's also dresses as well when you've got the back zip.
Yeah.
True. Sharon.
Hello.
Hey, Sharon.
How are we going to make millions of dollars out of your invention? Tell us what it is.
Well, I've got something for Abby. So basically, with her son, with the medication, just put in like the medication cup, the correct dose, put ice magic in it and mix it up and then put it in molds.
Oh.
So I'm making my own gummies.
Yes.
That's very clever,
Makes
Sharon.
Sense. Yeah.
That's really clever.
You're welcome.
It's magic. Who doesn't
I work
magic?
With people that have dementia, and we often have to get creative with giving medication.
Yeah, right.
Of course you do. Because would you actually get, like, I know you always see it in movies, but you get a lot of people just not taking it. Like, you have to check that they have. 100%. Yeah.
Wow. Or maybe they're just pretending.
Interesting thing, like, even on top of banana and things like that, and you hide it. Or stick it in the inside of, like, a lolly.
And like
then
dogs.
You have to reseal the lolly.
Wow. You got to reseal it.
I like that. So what do? You stick a little hole in the top of a banana, so when they take the first bite of the banana, bang, it goes down.
Exactly.
That's good.
You're very creative, Sharon.
That's good stuff. Now, how do we monetize and say these are specifically medicine bananas?
What's your invention? Oh, I'm going to hide drugs in fruit and just
Sold.
Give it to young kids.
Sold.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Well, it finally happened. We all remember, was it last year where Adele got given her Las Vegas residency?
Yes.
And people had bought tickets. It was not that far out, like a few hours before the concert was supposed to kick off?
Like a couple of days. But she said she just wasn't happy with the set design. She wanted to do something a little bit epic, and she said it wasn't what she wanted.
Mm.
So she had to apologise. She said it's the worst thing she's ever done.
Yes, but she got over that.
Mm.
And she, you know, released a new album. Now, this weekend was the opening night of her Las Vegas concert, and it was a time. It was an event.
Rave reviews.
Rave reviews. She did all sorts of stuff.
So it's going to be until March next year.
Yeah, right.
Did she perform every single night between now and March?
6 days a week, I think.
Yeah, I think the residency is quite hectic. But yeah, till March. She might have some time off over Christmas, or maybe she has a Christmas show.
Mm.
We're giving away opportunity to go there.
I know she's just booked two New Year's Eve concerts.
Has she?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so she's making hay while the sun shines, because, you know, she doesn't have a lot of cash.
It's a good point, though. If you don't want to be at this said show after 9 this morning, Party in the USA, you can see her in Vegas and Rihanna as well.
Because you want to get to this. It was quite a spectacle. She sang this song. Was on, it rained, and she set fire, not to the rain, but to the piano. The piano caught fire and burned while she sang. Amazing.
And the whole thing burnt to the ground? Like, is she burning a piano a day?
She's burning a grand piano a day.
Sorry, can't do the next song. I don't have my piano.
Yeah.
Or should have
put this one at the last.
Sorry.
This should have been the last song.
I was just wondering, is it set that way? Or is it actually like, oh my God, now it's ash.
It looks like a piano with a thing on it that fire.
Yeah, I mean, cool, but
fire off.
Not as cool.
They do have some epic stage shows in Vegas. Like, they do the
Cirque du
Soleil, and they do the O, and that's the underwater one, which is absolutely amazing.
Then she, for some reason, pivoted and thought she was at a baseball game and whipped out everyone's favourite, a T-shirt gun. Foomp, 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 foomp.
Signed copies with $50 in there as well.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's going to cause a riot at concert number two, isn't it?
Did she sign the money? Because that's illegal.
No, she signed the T-shirt, she said. How much did you watch of this show?
Then she magically disappeared. Did you see that bit? Mm. She's standing on stage.
Herself to the ground.
She's standing on the stage. Glitter falls from the sky, covers her, and when the glitter lands, she's gone. She's gone. Adele's gone. Where's Adele? Don't know. She's gone. She's gone. Mm. Amazing. And then the best part, I didn't realise that me and Adele have something in common. And I wouldn't have seen this coming from the singer of Hello and All the Love Stories, because she is a massive fan of something. Now, obviously, this was the Las Vegas residency, hundreds of thousands of dollars a ticket, all sorts of people were there, famous people and whatnot. And she was talking to them. I couldn't get any audio of it because I, you know, it's obviously sealed tight because it's expensive and you know, exclusive. But I do have one of the world's best Adele impersonators.
Do we have any Walking Dead fans here? Woo, do we have any Walking Dead fans here, I said?
Zombies!
I reckon half of them don't watch Walking Dead, but 100%. They're like, oh my God, Adele's
oh my God,
to
but I'm going to catch up on it.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah.
I've been bloody obsessed with The Walking Dead for over a decade, and on Sunday it's all coming to an end.
She likes The Walking
Dead.
She
loves The Walking Dead. She's so nervous about it.
About how it's going to end?
Yeah.
She might write a song about it.
Maybe.
Do a cover of Zombie. That's how much I bloody love it.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Morning. Road trip.
Yeah, we're going on a road trip. Worst decision ever. We are quite aware of that. And I did put up on my Instagram just a little bit of a story saying, how do you reckon we'll go with it? And, you know, everyone was correct. I said, doing a road trip from Brisbane to Adelaide soon. Will we love it? I wrote, why are you even asking? You know it's a no. And that got 71%. And the other one, yes, road trips are the best for family time.
Some people love them.
Got 29%. Yeah, so I said I would honestly like all the advice because we can't make it to the Gold Coast without punch-ups and fights and blah, blah, blah.
Or just don't go via the Gold Coast. You might get one.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
It's a bit of an issue at the moment. There's flooding in New South Wales.
Yeah, it's going to be tricky to get to.
So we're breaking it up over a few nights, but I said any advice that you've got. And some really interesting advice came back. Ones that you'd know about, like the I Spy game, you have to do that. But things that I hadn't really thought about. And we've never given the kids iPads in the car when they're driving, so I'm hoping that will be a novelty.
Yeah.
So they'll get glued to that. But everyone was like, don't forget you've got to do power packs for all of them.
Correct.
And I was like, that's a good idea because you won't have the internet as well.
No, that's a good point.
I was like, yeah, I never even thought about that, like downloading all the movies or take a portable DVD player. So I was like, yeah, that makes sense. But here are the top tips that everyone has given for road trips.
Okay.
So leave at night.
Okay.
Everyone was like, you have to leave at night.
Right.
So that you leave at 10 o'clock, the kids sleep, and then you just keep driving through.
That's
so whoever's driving can sleep during the day. And I was like, that makes sense, because then you've got peace and quiet.
Mm.
Yeah, but then you might get the other thing where they don't sleep. Like,
but then they sleep during the day.
Yeah, someone did say Finnegan is still a possibility.
Yes.
So I was like, all right, good one.
You've got to be careful with that, though.
Yeah, you take too much, you wake up in Adelaide.
we gave it to Xander on the flight, and
some people get hyperactive.
Yeah.
He was off chops.
Wow.
Really? Mm. Okay. So a lot of people said, hey, if you've got a 7-seater, make sure you take a trailer. And I was like, yes, we're going to take that. So take the trailer, and then you put one of them in the back. So that way they can only choke each other.
Yeah, you got like a timeout boundary.
Yep. Someone said no sugar. I know it's very tempting to give them lollipops as a treat, but you're just going to regret it. It's a really long trip, so don't do sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said stop every 3 hours, let them out for 15 minutes and let them run like a dog.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool, I'll do that. They also said like you can download where all the parks are.
Oh, yeah.
So you can make it a little park. Someone said make sure you get old school maps so that they can follow where they're going
and
they can cross it off as well.
That's cool.
So I was like, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said have lucky dip in a brown paper bag for each town that you go through.
Oh.
So they're waiting for it so they can do like a little like game or something like that.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Do you know what's going to happen? You're going to do all this, which is all great ideas, right? And then you're going to get to Adelaide and they're going to go, we want to stay in the car.
We haven't thought about going back. Some people did say you should be flying and just let hubby drive.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing that we're doing it was to save money because hiring a car is so expensive at the moment. But in hindsight, with the cost of petrol, that was dumb.
Mm.
This is my favourite, though, and this comes from Peter, and I never thought about it. He said that you get cardboard.
Yep.
And you get like a stable tray. Do you know those stable trays that you used to have?
Yeah. The little tray with a cushion on it.
Yes, if you want to eat in the car.
Stable table.
So you get each one of those and you put the cardboard in between them in the car, so they've all got their own cubicle.
So they're kind of like in first class on a plane.
Yes.
Not a bad idea.
It's pretty good. Yeah. And then he goes, that way they just look like they're in some little office and they can't actually touch their sibling.
Perfect. See,
I mean, you might need reinforced steel because the cardboard's easy to break.
Yeah.
But that is
worth
pretty
a try,
good.
Because it's like, they're looking at me. They're looking at my iPad.
That is really good.
Little cubicles.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon you could look on Pinterest and there'd be a design for that without a doubt.
Yeah. Mm. Car barrier. Car pods. Mm.
I did
like
look
that.
At car barrier and it came up with all the ones that the police use, which is not a bad idea either.
I googled car barrier. Turns out he's playing at the Paddo this weekend.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks tomorrow. It's worth $10,000. We play at 8 o'clock. Here are your answers to ensure that you get some money.
Yes, indeed. We'll give you the answers
you are looking for. It's letter C.
Cuttlefish, clown, and chandelier.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I was talking about Chris Hemsworth, surprise, surprise, and he's got a new show out on Disney Plus called Limitless, and he was talking about getting all these blood tests as well, because they go through about how you can live longer and live healthier, and saying that he came back positive for some genes, which means that he might be more likely to get Alzheimer's.
We've got every blood test one can get, and you have two copies of APOE4. A set from your mom and a set from your dad.
And what does that mean exactly?
That means you have an increased risk of Alzheimer's disease.
How much higher?
Probably somewhere between 8 and 10 times higher than that of someone in the general population.
The idea that I won't be able to remember the life I've experienced, or my wife, my kids, this is probably my biggest fear.
Yeah, he's actually taken some time away from acting.
What?
He's taken some time away from acting after they told him that.
Okay. Well, it's just a bit of time in between the Thor movies, so I thought that was a given.
It does seem convenient.
It is convenient, like, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm taking time off, and you're like, you've got nothing in the works.
It's not just Thor. Anyway.
But he's already filmed the other two that he's doing. I just,
No, it's worked out well.
It's worked out well.
Yeah.
You randomly said this comment, and we hadn't read the same research paper that you had.
You don't keep up to date, do you?
Yeah, but the way you described it, we were a bit sort of confused, because after we said this news, you said this.
He doesn't strike me as someone who would be a picker. But if he's a picker, he should stop picking. Nose picker.
What?
He shouldn't pick his nose.
Do you get that?
No.
You don't have to get it. There's a scientific link between Alzheimer's and people that pick their nose because of bacteria on your fingers. It enters your brain that way.
Is that common knowledge?
Well, I know it.
Also, it probably depends how far you put your finger up, I assume.
I don't know. I didn't read the entire article.
Just read the headline.
Now, of course, anytime you make a statement like that, we get someone on to let us know it's true-ish. Dr. Joyce joins us right now. Good morning, Dr. Joyce.
Good morning.
Now, you're a neurologist and you specialise, I guess, in Alzheimer's. Is what Stav's saying 100% true?
No, it's absolutely not.
Okay, have a great day. See you. Do you know what? We've never got a doctor on and they've said that.
No, I mean, you get the wrong doctors.
What?
Oh, sorry, online to Dr. Nick. Are you there?
Yes, everybody.
So, I mean, Stav obviously clicks on these articles. Was this the one that was done on mice?
Yes. So this article was, I actually wasn't part of it. This was something we were asked to review and see how true it was, because it was taking the world by storm. What they did was they conducted this study in mice, and the study never actually said anything between nose picking or anything like that with the risk of developing dementia down the track.
How do you train a mouse to pick its nose?
It doesn't. Yeah. That's the whole thing. It's just the bacteria that was found in the nose or something.
Oh, okay.
That's right. So what they did was they injected the bacteria up the mouse's nose, and then they looked at where it went, how far it went, how quickly it went, and whether it may be linked with some bacteria or like a hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. So it was very inconclusive at the end because this is in mice. Mice don't develop Alzheimer's or dementia naturally, like unlike humans.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very similar. So they did it with mice who had the bacteria, and then they did it with mice who had like salty water instead, and they found very similar results between both.
That must be frustrating from you as a doctor who specialises this, and then all of a sudden it gets picked up by the media and becomes a big story, and it's false. It must be incredibly frustrating.
So it is, but it's also quite interesting because then people will pay a lot of attention to this. It's surprising because the headlines are so gripping. People just go, wow, is that really true? And then we can then come out and help people understand that, no, there is no link. I mean, we've seen really ridiculous things. The next thing I'll probably guess is like farting is going to come up next.
don't you worry. Stav will click on that one. What can you do to, I guess, prevent it?
There's actually a lot of work there. So if the idea is that you've got to look after your heart to look after your brain. It's quite simple. You've got to exercise, be socially connected, do brain teasers, be cognitively active, eat well. Essentially, once you've covered all of those aspects, then you're going to be able to prevent other diseases, so like heart disease, kidney disease, diabetes, which then could help prevent you from getting dementia down the track.
Right. So, but bottom line here is, Doc, we can pick away. Feel free to pick to your heart's content.
I won't comment on that one, but we know that 9 out of 10 people do it. So
there you go.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
My youngest, Eden, she is a preppy. And I've noticed the difference between her and the two boys is that she actually really enjoys school.
Ah, yeah.
Like, she wants to learn. Yeah. She wants to do her homework. Even so, like, she wanted to do her sight words last night, and I said, it's Sunday, baby. It's illegal. You're not allowed to do sight words. You're allowed to do homework on a weekend.
Isn't that the worst? When they're like, I want to read, and you're like, no, it's too late to read, and you know that you're like, oh, this is not good. I probably should. Yeah. And you're like, well.
Yeah. Put down the book, get back on your iPad.
You'll learn to read when you're older, it'll just come to you.
That is 100% how the conversation went last night. I was like, Daddy's tired. He's a little hungry. I imagine
at that age too, you'd have to read with her. It's not like she can just chuff off and read The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. So she's got the readers that come home from school. Mm. They get 2 a week. And she loves to read them in the bath. So she sits in the bath. I sit on the little stool beside and hold it up and she reads it to me, which I know I'm going to look back in years to come when she's a teenager and go, oh, God, I missed that. Yeah. I shouldn't have rushed through it.
But.
The problem is she so wants to be correct and nail it so much that when she reads it and she gets to a word that she doesn't quite know, she'll sound it out. You know, the sh.
Shouldn't.
And then she'll be like, pear. Yeah, no. And then she'll finally go, shouldn't.
Shouldn't.
But she doesn't move on from there. She has to start the whole page again.
Ah, get the run on.
She's got to nail the whole page in one run.
Right, fair enough.
And I don't have an hour to sit there while she nails each page.
No.
So what I've started doing is when I turn the pages for her, I'll couple 2 pages and flip it over.
Oh.
So we get through the book quicker.
And she hasn't realised that the story sort of jumps?
Yeah.
She doesn't until I forget which pages I jumped. So the next night when we come back to read it, and she'll be like, the ducks didn't cross the bridge yesterday. Why is there a bridge in this story?
New book.
Yes, that's exactly right. So
it's like Pulp Fiction. Jumps all over the place.
Yes.
Oh, he's dead. No, he's back now.
I just said it was 6 years later.
Yeah.
2 pages.
Yeah. Do you ever make a mistake where it's like, and the duck is on the edge of the cliff and he's about to jump, turn 2 pages, now he's in bed.
That's pretty much how it goes. Right. But she doesn't really follow the story. She's just trying to read it out.
It is annoying. I back in those days, I found it annoying too because you're like, it's that thing of, and they need to learn because they don't know how to read or write. But you're like, in your head, you're going, shouldn't!
Yes!
Shouldn't! Now move on!
But if I tell her the word, she has to get it. Yes. She has to get it.
Yeah, yeah.
And even if I give her half the word, she then throws a huge tantrum because she's like, you told me! So, but that's pretty much our life with our youngest. We're just constantly inventing rules or telling her lies so that we can just get on with our lives.
That's fair enough. I had a mate that took his nephew and nieces to Disney on Ice, Finding Nemo, and he wasn't a fan. He was not enjoying it, and it came to intermission. And he was like, there you go, that's it, time to go. Like, but we didn't find Nemo. You find him next year. You got to come back next year.
And that is so good.
Left at intermission.
That is so good.
Tina in Springwood, what do you do just to get some alone time at the end of the day?
Oh, well, my kids, you know when kids are tired, so you want them to go to bed earlier, but they know their bedtime and they look at the clock. So what I do is I change the time on the clock. They think they're going to bed on the right time, but they're actually going to bed half an hour to an hour earlier.
Wow.
And then as they get older, you've got dinners, birthdays that you go to, and they're always running late. So what you do is lie that time that you're having dinner to get them there on time.
That's so brilliant. And that's a big commitment because you've got to change the clocks, like every one of them in the house, right?
No, I've only got the one in the kitchen.
The kitchen, so, right.
Yeah, that's the one that they always look at, and it's easy to change, but you've always got to remember to change it back so you don't fall into the little...
Yes, yeah.
You're living in daylight savings, but just in your house, essentially.
Yes, that's right.
Didn't you do the other one that Tina mentioned just on the weekend with Ethan? Because you wanted him to be there at...
So Ethan, my 20-year-old, we had his engagement party at my house on Saturday, and for him, he's always late. So I told him he had to be there an hour before I actually wanted him there, Tina.
Yeah.
So he was...
Yes.
He was 10 minutes late.
Oh, over there.
So, I was going to say the same thing. You tell him to come in a half an hour earlier and they're still running late. So that's a good thing to do on elderly kids.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, very good. Thanks, Tina. 13 10 60. Phones are open right now.
All right, Gemma and Bray Park, help us out here. What's your parent hack?
Another bedtime hack.
The best kind.
So with two kids, it gets hard trying to put two to bed. So I tell my 7-year-old, because she asks me to sleep with her every night, I tell her once she's asleep, I'll sleep with her.
Perfect. Brilliant.
She never knows, and then I wake her up in the morning as if I slept next to her at night.
So do you have to get in there before her, and then you pretend you've been in the bed all night?
Literally.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Wow.
Good stuff, Gemma.
And then if she ever wakes up before you, just like, oh, it's just getting the water.
Yeah.
Wow. Ryan in Burpengary, what's your parent hack?
It's not something that I do to my kids, but it's something my parents used to do to me, apparently. You remember Big Dog, the cartoon character that used to play on TV at bedtime?
Oh, like Fat Cat used to tell you to go to bed at 7:30.
Oh, yes. Yep.
So my parents recorded that on VCR and used to play it to me at any time of the day.
That's brilliant.
That is so good.
That is brilliant. Yeah.
So, like, they want you to have a midday nap. They go, all right, let's turn on the telly and see what it says.
Yeah.
And they hit play on the VCR.
I think I saw... Yep. When I was in Adelaide, they still do that. Fat Cat came on and said goodnight.
It used to be Hoot Hoot, remember? Jimmy Giggle used to do it.
Wow. So, your parents are geniuses, Ryan.
Something like that.
Yes, and are you doing that with your kids now?
No, I don't, but I do the like the previous call. I tell them that I've got to do some jobs and I'll come back in 5 minutes and then they're off.
It's always the way. Sarah's on there as well, 13, 10, 60. Parental hacks, you got to do what you got to do to survive. What do you do? Sarah?
Oh, hey. Hello.
Hey.
Sorry.
That's all right. What's your parent hack?
I give my children soda water instead of lemonade and trick them saying it's lemonade so they get the sugar.
If we go to
the pub for like dinner and that and we get like red lemonade, I put soda water in that as well.
Sarah, I used to do that until I went to a birthday party. That sort of was ruined for me. Do you remember that, Matt?
No, I don't.
We went to Matt's birthday and he gave my son a lemonade and he looked at me like, you cow, you've been lying to me my whole life.
I remember you at that party. You probably actually don't remember.
No, I don't.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I survived. I made it through. It's like Nam. But you got to go back every year.
Well, you don't.
No, you,
you
do.
Don't. You make a decision to. Yeah.
It was my daughter's 10th birthday last week, and on the weekend she had her birthday party, and we had 9 children, including her, 9 girls. You don't. I tell you this tip for you, Maddie, when Eden gets older, don't listen. Don't eavesdrop into their conversations because it's some things are better just not to know.
Yeah, I right. think,
because they're only 10 and 9 and stuff, and they're talking about boyfriends and crushes and whatnot and things, and I don't need to be involved in that. So
but you can't help yourself.
You can't help yourself.
You're just standing there going, I shouldn't be listening, yeah. But you didn't walk away.
I didn't walk away. I did not.
Would you prefer that than a car full of a fart competition?
Oh, see, it is. It's, you know, that's your world, isn't it? That's your, yeah.
It's amazing, but like, you know, when you're just like, did you shit your pants in all honesty? And it's someone else's kid. And you're like, why are you guys like, don't push it out.
I know. And
I don't
they
need
always
to do this.
They wait to get in the car, don't they? Yeah. It's like you would just want to just go outside. Yeah.
Well, I did have 5.
These are the boys that your girls are talking about.
That's true.
What winners?
That's terrifying. And I borrowed your car, thank you, your people mover. I had 6 girls in there, and there was a moment in the car because
it's a 7-seater. It's a breeder's car, and he's like, "Hey, bro, help me out."
Cool the way the seat flips up, by the way. The PS. And when I got in the
car, it's not what any chick would ever say unless they were a mum of 3. Ooh, that's great.
That's great. So much space. I realized early on in the drive to bounce at McGregor that I just had to. I pretty much just. Meditated, really. Mm. I took my brain somewhere else because I had 6 girls. They all had fidgets and, you know, those things that you put in there and they go,
the fidgety things. The little tube.
Yeah, thing. They all had those. They were doing that. They were screaming, hollering. I just took my mind somewhere else, kept my eye on the road and just pretended I wasn't there. But we all went to Bounce, which is great. I love Bounce. Bounce is fantastic. They're making an absolute fortune. It was packed.
Yeah.
And we obviously paid for everyone and we booked beforehand. So when you book, we made the mistake, Kat and I, we paid for ourselves too, because I think I'm still in a little bit of background where, you know, when your kids are a bit younger and you've got to go and if you take them to Bounce and you're going to Bounce, you know, when you used to go to those like Chuck E. Cheese's chipmunks places, you were in there crawling around and stuff. So I paid for me and Kat to jump as well. And
then That's so good. I love it. I'm the opposite. I was wondering why I had to stay around for the kids' party. And they're like, your son's 4. I was like, good point.
Yeah,
so did you get your socks and everything?
Here's the thing, right?
So see, the girls were actually going, why do we come to Bounce? We're always going, my dad loves it here.
The socks because you know, fair play to them, but that's a little bit of a con, isn't it? You can't
go without their socks.
And it has to be their socks.
Nah,
so
you can't have gone to Sky Zone
and got Sky Zone socks and then go, well, I'll just double them up and bring them to the Bounce. They go, they're not Sky Zone.
And you know they update it as well.
Yeah.
They update their socks all the time.
Do they?
Yes,
oh,
you,
like
can't bring from,
bands, so
you can't bring them from the last year. I was like, well, it's a Christmas edition. It's fine.
Oh, really? You can't bring last year's Bounce socks?
I think you can. But as Stav was saying, they try to sell them. Yeah.
So I wasn't aware of that. So when I booked everything, it says, and you must have Bounce socks. I was like, all right, I'll order. There was 9 kids and us, so I'll order.
You've changed
11.
Each time. I'm really concerned. Mm. One, there was 6. One, there was 9. Are you missing kids?
Oh, they all, no one complained in the end. Or the parent that were left without one was like, cool, I got my weekends again. So she was fine. So I got, 11 pairs of Bounce socks. And they're not cheap, like, you know, $5 each. Right. I don't know. But when I got them all, and I don't know about you guys, but I've struggled with socks for the last wee while. We all have the same Bonds ankle socks at our house, and I seem to be the one who is either wearing socks that aren't mine.
You do wear your wife's quite a bit.
Well, I can't find any. I don't have any socks at all.
I don't know what they're doing with you, but you also wear her leggings and everything. Yeah, so you're just missing everything.
Because all my clothes go missing. Yeah.
To be fair, you're all kind of the same size foot now.
That's true. Yeah, actually, Rose is a little bit bigger. but when I bought all, so I've got 11 pairs of Bounce socks, but I didn't realize all the kids had been to Bounce, so they all had their own socks anyway.
So now you got a lot.
Well, then I was like, well, okay, so I don't have any socks at home. And so I took them all back because I got all the kids' socks, and I went, oh, they've all got socks. And then I thought,
can I change them for 11?
This is a big pile of socks. So I went, can I get these an adult? And he went, sure. And now I exclusively just wear Bounce socks.
But you do they feel uncomfortable in shoes,
though?
No,
they're really
I find them very grippy.
I find it very comfortable. I took Gussie for a walk yesterday. I was like, what's different? I was like, ooh, I got grip on my socks.
But you were never slipping anyway.
No, but now I definitely won't.
You know what that is.
And now no one else is going to wear them for that reason.
That's a good idea, because you are missing socks all the time.
All the
You've got holes in them.
So now I got bounce socks.
You're one step away from the retirement village. You're wearing grippy socks.
I'm wearing grippy socks.
So you don't slip over.
Yeah, I got
in the kitchen.
My grandmother wears those grippy socks, so she doesn't slip over.
Can you, what sort of adult diapers does she wear? Because I'm looking for a new brand.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I love a new Christmas album. I do. I like putting it on in the morning, just going, yes, the family hate it.
Do you have a favourite?
Ooh. Yeah, I do. It's not popular.
Okay.
Justin Bieber's Christmas album, when he still actually sounds like a kid. I think that's a brilliant album. It really is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I love Mariah Carey, but I like to hear Mariah Carey early in the season, and then I never really put her on Christmas Day.
Right.
So, you do. I think Under the Mistletoe.
Good one.
Is that the
Great
one that you like?
Yeah, I like his whole album.
The whole album.
But Tara Reid, people are pushing her to do a Christmas album. She's like, whoa, guys, whoa. I know you like me singing, but just, like, calm down. Because she has, she's gone big on TikTok. And I don't get why, but she's been singing with a friend of hers who is John from Jedward.
Oh.
Yeah. And his brother were in a band, you were saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're two twins.
They're twins.
Yeah.
They have big hair.
Yes.
X Factor time around the One Direction sort of era.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're not big enough to have them in our music library.
Oh, right.
Here, but for a time, they were decent. They were,
well, she was on Celebrity Big Brother with him back in 2011. So they have been friends for such a long time.
Okay.
And they've put up on TikTok saying, hey, since you like my singing so much, we've decided to do it. In some of the clips, like, they're all wearing silver. They're all dressed up for it. In some of the clips, he's on a motorbike. Why? Don't know.
Okay.
Why they're doing this? Don't know. And then in others, he's playing the guitar. So they've done a lot of songs from Toxic, Britney Spears. Are you guys ready for it? This is what people are going, you need to come up with a Christmas album.
Okay.
Tara Reid from American Pie or Sharknado, whichever era you want. Here we go.
Tonight I'm going to be rocking it, dropping it. Shake my ass, no stopping it. I look hot in it, hot in it. I look hot in it. Woo!
Everyone likes to have a little bit of a sing when they're drunk.
She's not, though.
Oh.
Everyone's gone, I don't know what...
Is she ever sober?
What's happening, but I'm here for it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why he's on a bike. Like, I'm just saying, like, he's on a motorbike. Like, why?
Oh, like...
They're in a car park.
In a car park.
It's like they've done their own film clip.
I wonder
if... And the person filming it has a lot to answer for, because that is the mum who's pushed their child to go on Australian Idol or American Idol and gone, darling, you're amazing.
You're really good.
That's probably not even his motorbike. They're just at a Westfield. They've just found the coolest thing they can.
Let's hear some more.
Hold me closer, tiny dancer.
Okay, that was actually decent.
He's not bad, I don't think.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, the expectation was low.
And it met that.
You've got a lot of them here. Can we hear them all?
Yeah, let's just turn back to it. Because when you think about like, a Christmas album are always the singers that are brilliant.
Yeah.
We've got to think about it. Michael Bublé.
Bing Crosby.
They're just brilliant singers. Mm. Imagine her doing a Christmas album like the fans have wanted.
I'm addicted to you. Don't you know that you're toxic? And I love what you do. Don't you know that you're toxic?
I half expected someone to go... But they've done it
in a car park because that's where they sound the best.
Good audio.
It's like singing in the
shower.
They've gone for acoustics.
He's actually a good singer, though.
No, you don't love me as I know now. Cause you left me, baby, and I've got nowhere to go now.
Is that one after they found their car? Because it sounds like she's in her car now. Like, they wandered around the car park and, there it is.
So anyway, so that's what the push is for her to do a Christmas album as a result of her brilliant singing on TikTok.
Do you know what?
Here comes the sun.
Okay.
Here comes our sun.
Here comes the sun.
She's got the lyrics wrong, hasn't she?
No, yeah. Well.
Who listen?
Huh?
Here comes our son.
Here comes our son.
Yeah. Unless it's maybe her and Jedward are just making an announcement.
Maybe.
Brisbane Wakes Up with Staff, Abby and Matt on B105.